Former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko's death from radiation poisoning in London has seemed like something from a Cold War thriller. However dramatic the tale, however, the former KGB officer's death was, of course, quite real, as were other mysterious killings that many dissidents believe were carried out by the KGB or its successor, the FSB. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Before Litvinenko, there was Yuri Shikhachikin, a crusading investigative reporter and liberal member of parliament. He was looking into criminal allegations involving the security service, the FSB, when he suddenly fell ill in 2003. Shikhachikin's son Konstantin says he was shocked when he visited his father in the hospital.
I could barely recognize him. He was in a medically induced coma because the doctors said he was in great pain. He looked dreadful, much older. His skin was peeling off. He was bright red, and his hair had fallen out.
Shikhachikin was dead within days. Some of his doctors blamed his death on what they said was a highly unusual acute allergic reaction. But when family members tried to see Shikhachikin's medical analyses, they were told the documents were a medical secret, being kept for an investigation prosecutors still refused to launch 3 years later. Konstantin Shikhachikin believes that's because his father was poisoned.
He could have been killed for any of several sensitive investigations he was carrying out. He was a unique person doing highly dangerous work. There's almost no one like that left in the country.
Among the allegations Shikhachikin was investigating involved the FSB's possible role in several apartment bombings in 1999 that served as a pretext for launching a second war in Chechnya. Another liberal legislator, Sergei Yushchenkov, was investigating the same bombings when he was shot dead in 2003. Alexander Litvinenko co-authored a book blaming the bombings on the Kremlin. Anna Politkovskaya was one of the Chechen War's leading critics until she was gunned down last October. Earlier in 2004, Politkovskaya says she was poisoned to stop her from covering the Beslan school hostage siege. Her editor, Roman Shlainov, says she fell ill after drinking tea during her flight.
She was brought to the hospital in terrible condition. Doctors had to fight for her life. Of course, we have our suspicions, but there was no proof of what had happened. Poisoning is very convenient that way. It's often very difficult to find out the cause of illness.
Other recent unexplained poisonings include that of Viktor Yushchenko in Ukraine. He fell gravely ill in 2004 while campaigning for the presidency against a Moscow-supported opponent. Yushchenko survived, but his face was left badly disfigured by dioxin poisoning. KGB veteran Viktor Cherkashin says poisoning was a favored weapon of KGB assassins.
The most important rule was never to do anything to draw attention to yourself, so that there would be the least amount of noise and as few traces as possible.
The Russian security service has taken responsibility for some poisonings. In 2002, a Chechen rebel leader was killed by a poison-soaked letter. Writer Philip Knightley says investigators in the Litvinenko case have to consider the history of the KGB and its successor organization.
And you've got to say, well, it's the FSB in one guise or another, going right back to Trotsky and then moving up through all the others.
One of the most interesting parallels to the Litvinenko case is that of Nikolai Hachlov. The former KGB officer defected to Germany during the Cold War and narrowly survived a radiation poisoning in 1957. His would-be assassins were never brought to justice. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.